This is Real Life with Lisa Jesswine on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Lisa Jesswine.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great day today. We're going to talk with someone today that in the outside chance that you're not having a great day, this might be an option about how to help you have that great day by feeling better. Today, we're talking to Charlie Kale. She is all into Reiki. And I know the bulk of you listening out there might know what Reiki is. But even if you do, I want you to stay with us to listen to her story and to even go deeper into what Reiki can do for you. She does energy healing for people and paws. That's your pets. So I know a lot of you have pets out there. You're going to want to listen to this. Hey, Charlie, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. You?
I am doing wonderful. Do you have your little fur babies there with you?
Oh, all over the place. Yeah. I've got five. Yes, they're plopped down all different places around me.
How lucky are they to have a mama like you that does the Reiki for the pets?
No. I am the lucky one. They chose me. Our animals choose us.
Oh, it's amazing.
And if we would open up our hearts and minds and inner eyes a little bit, we would realize that animals are here to teach us. We are here to learn from them, not vice versa. And they offer up so many lessons, and so many of them sacrifice themselves to do that for us.
I love the babies. All right, so I know, and I'm going to talk in baby voice here, and that's not going to be appropriate at the moment. So here we go, Charlie. So you started out in radio and media, and you still have your hand in all of that. Who inspired you, or what inspired you to suddenly say, "Hey, guess what? I'm going to do Reiki."
Yeah, I know, crazy. I'm still kind of asking myself that. I was in doing radio morning shows across the country for decades and decades. And I've always been fascinated by spiritual practices and energy healing. And I've always been interested in that on the side, but I just never felt talented enough to be able to do that. I thought I should go to somebody, not be somebody. But my acupuncturist is the one who kept insisting that people don't feel the energy flow through their body like I do. She would put a little needle in and I would say, okay, I feel, she'd put it in, you know, my left elbow. And mm-hmm. I'd say, okay, I feel it in my right knee going down, ending at my middle toe on my right foot. And she was like, yes, that's the blah, blah, blah channel. Yes. And so she kept insisting you need to do something with this. And I still didn't believe her. and I have studied energy healing in the past and Kundalini energy healing. And I did actually take some courses in that and do that, but I only did it for family and friends. Mm-hmm. I didn't even tell people I did it. You know, when I was on my morning show, I certainly didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
You know,
because then you're going to be the woo, you'll be the woo woo lady.
Exactly. And I kind of hate that term because people look down on it.
Yep.
And yet, it's such a beautiful thing. And it's coming, you know, opening up your inner eye, your third eye chakra, and looking at life from the inside out and seeing how you manifest things from the inside out, because we all manifest what goes on in our lives. So I had gotten out of radio because radio changes.
I hear you, sister.
It is notorious for changing out a morning show after, you know, in my case, I was in San Francisco and I was doing a show here for 5 years. And then they're like, all right, 5 years, let's change things up. And I said, you know what? After 30 some odd years of morning shows, I'm not getting on this treadmill again mm-hmm. and putting myself through this where I lay myself open to be picked apart and then told, okay, we're done with you, but that's okay. You'll find another job because you worked in San Francisco, so go somewhere else. No.
Yeah. And Reiki was just there for you. Right? You just are like, boy, if there's any time that I'm going to try and make a go of this, it's going to be now.
I didn't even know what Reiki was. I was invited into this women's entrepreneurial group that was very spiritual, and someone who was in it was a Reiki master, and she's the one who just turned to me and she said, I have to work with you. Please don't think I'm crazy, but I'm driven to work with you. And if you'll come to a session that is going to be my gift to you, then I will explain why. And it was just because she so connected with me. She saw the healing potential that I was not, that I had closed my eyes to.
Right.
And so, ta-da! And, you know, less than a year later.
There you are.
And it's amazing. And I realized that animals were my passion. And it's so funny because in radio, you interview so many people. And one of the people I'd interviewed one morning for a show was James Von Prague. The medium. And he told me, he said, you know, if you ever want to get out of radio, you should work with animals. You're, you have incredible communicative abilities. And I was like, oh, wow, thank you. But I didn't remember it. I didn't even remember that until this Reiki. You know, I went through the Reiki and I got my, well, it was a transformation, but I got my attunements and, to actually bring the energy through, you do need to get the attunements. But Reiki is basically universal life force energy. It is not energy coming from me as a person. It's coming from a higher power, because Rei means higher power, source, universe, spirit, and Ki means chi, energy. So it's high. It's energy from a higher power, and I am just a channel. So that way, my ego is not supposed to get involved. So I don't, you know, pat myself on the back every time I heal someone. But then I also know that I, if someone isn't healed in the way that they're looking for, they may not be opening their eyes to what is actually going on within them. Because Reiki heals on a mental level, an emotional level, spiritual level, and then, of course, physical. What goes on when you're rolling toxic thoughts in your head that are not good for you? You're manifesting that physically eventually. Painful emotions that you can't transform, transmute, let go. Those things manifest themselves physically, and it can be from decades. It can be, you know, from a few days ago, but they do manifest, and then they become physical blocks in your body. And so the energy gets blocked as it moves through your body.
And I just want to break in here with a little story with our producer, Remy, because he had an experience and was a, I mean, I never heard of it or was a non-believer or whatever. So Remy, tell us about your experience when you had a Reiki treatment.
So about 15 years ago, I had a girlfriend, and one of her very close friends was a Reiki practitioner, and I had never heard of it before, didn't know anything about it, but my back had seized up on me. I didn't know what I did. I twisted my back somehow. Just had this terrible pain in my back. Couldn't bend over, couldn't stand up, wasn't comfortable. And so, you know, she brought me over to her friend's house, and I said, you know, I know you as a person, and I like you as a person. I trust you as a person. I have no idea what this Reiki is, but if you say it's going to work, then I'm willing to try anything because my back is killing me. And so, you know, she put me through this very calming thing. It's almost like meditation. And I had meditated a little bit before, but she put her hands about 3 inches away from my back, never, ever touched me. And I felt this intense heat, like a hairdryer heat all over my back, all over where her hands moved. And the next day it was like magic. I felt a million times better. There was no pain at all. And I felt a lot less stress. Like my, you know, my mental state was a lot better. I was just like, oh my God, that works. I'm a fan. I'm a believer. Whatever Reiki is, it worked for me.
And so Charlie, here was someone who didn't necessarily believe in Reiki, but he said, I like this person, or I trust this person. So basically we don't have to believe in Reiki to make, to have it be successful.
He did the right thing. He opened his mind. That's all he had to do. He didn't have to believe it. He just had to say, you know what? I'm willing. I'm open. All right. Do your thing. And he trusted her. And there was a connection. And that was all that was necessary. Exactly. And I mean, it. I still sometimes say, what am I doing standing here holding my hands over this person while they're laying snoring on my massage table? What is, you know, what has my life come to? And then it's, then this beautiful feeling comes over me. I'm like, oh, it's all about healing.
It is, and feeling better with ourselves. So what has been maybe one of the most remarkable transformations that you've seen, either through a person or a pet, through the Reiki that you've delivered?
So a couple had three cats, and one of their cats passed away, and they were all grieving, but the two remaining cats were howling every single night in the middle of the night, and they couldn't get any sleep. And it was just, you know what it's like when you're sleep deprived. You know what it's you're in radio.
Yeah, I was.
Yes. So he said, you know, it was the case again. He liked me as a person, and he had heard me on the air. He liked who, the way I express myself and who I am. And so he said, you know, whether it works or not, I'm willing to give it a try. And so with animals, you ask their permission. And so I connected with them ahead of time before I even got to his condo. And I took Muni, which is one of our public transportations here in San Francisco. And on Muni, I was talking to the cats ahead of time and connecting with them. And so when I got to their condo and I came in, one cat sat calmly on the bed upstairs and the other cat stayed on the couch downstairs. And right away, the couple looked at me and they said, oh my gosh, she didn't race upstairs and hide under the bed. There's something special about you already. And I'm like, no, it's not me, but this is good. This is a good start.
Good and sign.
To make a long story short, just one session with the two cats and they stopped howling in the middle of the night. It helped heal their grief. Mm-hmm. It and the both of the parents, the couple, felt better too. They felt a little less of the stabbing pain of grief.
That's helpful.
And he's been a great mouthpiece for me because he was like one of those non-believers in anything. You know, he would be the first to call it woo-woo. And now he tells everybody, oh my gosh, have Charlie work on you.
Yeah.
And I've worked on some of his friends' dogs. Animals are so open-minded. They don't have a preconceived notion. Animals live in the here and now. And they're like, okay, what's up? What are you doing? Okay, I'm right here. And they don't think, I don't know about that.
I don't believe in this. Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they don't think that.
They feel energy. They know energy is real.
Yeah.
And they absorb it and accept it. And luckily are able to change from it, heal from it.
So what type of problems do people, we heard one and that's grief, but what other types of problems or issues do people come to you with to get some Reiki treatment?
It can be absolutely anything. See, Reiki is also a wonderful complement to traditional medicine. So in Japan, in fact, they have Reiki practitioners in the hospitals to do Reiki right before they go into surgery and then right as they come out so that the surgery goes smoothly and then the healing goes smoothly. Because this originated in Japan as a form of stress relief and healing. And so it's a wonderful complement to a traditional therapy, or it can just be on its own, be used on its own. And grief, pain, stress, you know, feeling overwhelmed, just anything. You know, you can use Reiki in your life. I put Reiki into my shower water as it's coming down, and I infuse it with Reiki energy so it can be healing water that washes toxins from my mind, my emotions, and my body. Physical toxins, I just allow them to wash away if they so desire. Send them to the light. Send them into the earth. Let the toxins go.
I used it in a play one time. So, because I got attuned to one and two. And so I was in a play, and the cast was feeling really anxious. So I thought, oh, I'm going to try something. And I told my castmates, I go, just go with it. And then every single night they would come up to me, do that thing. I'm about ready to go on, you know?
It
was so great because it just sort of reduced the stress and got everybody really focused and ready to go out to have a great show. So there are so many things that Reiki can be used for. And I do think that, Western medicine is trying to catch up, because I know in some major hospitals now, you know, they do offer massage and Reiki and meditation and all these things that would have been considered strange, you know, in a traditional medical facility. Do you think we're getting better about that?
Boy, it's taking a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Really slowly. Yes, those who are willing to actually look at it and bring it into their practice are, there are some hospitals who are now starting to have Reiki practitioners on staff, which is wonderful and amazing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, very slow going. Here's something that's been around, you know, thousands of years,
right?
And has been helping people in other countries. And we're like, nah, that can't be for real. But I mean, I get it. I totally get it. I understand.
Yeah, I mean, when I went and I got attuned, I can tell you this. I'm a psychic medium, so I'm very into all of this. But even I was, when I went through it, I was like, I don't even know what just happened. Something happened, but I don't know what it was, but it was really cool, but I don't know what it is. And it was, and I'm, you know, I'm so open to stuff, but there was something that shifted or that occurred in me and around me and through me that I thought, this is amazing. I'm really enjoying this. Now, since we all emit energy, right? We emit heat, we emit electricity because we're human beings.
Yep.
Is there anything that anyone can do right now, if they're listening, to try and sort of feel that sense of energy that we have rolling through us? What they call chi or prana or anything like that? Is there
Right. I mean, there's that basic little exercise where people rub their hands together, their palms together really fast, and then just separate it slightly, like a quarter of an inch. And you feel that chewy, kind of thick air space, I should say.
Feels tingly.
Between the palms. It can be tingly. It can be warm and hot. But there's just kind of like a palpable feeling of space, and it's like, I call it like nougat, you know, in between the palms. And then you start playing with it and you push it back and forth a little, and then you could open your hands a half an inch. And then, so that's one thing everybody can do to actually feel energy, because that's real. That's between their hands. They can feel that. I mean, thoughts are energy, but not everybody realizes that and thinks of it that way. But when you throw a thought out into the universe, you're throwing something real. That's energy.
Mm-hmm. And when you're doing Reiki on a person or a pet, are the chakras the same? Do pets have the same chakras as a human?
Yes. I'm very close to the same places. And so, yes, you can balance the chakras, align the chakras, feel where they're lacking, feel where it's a little bit too much. So many of us need to be grounded and build our root chakra for safety and security. And so many animals are lacking there and feel that need, especially shelter animals, you know, and they've been through so much.
Mm-hmm. And how has studying Reiki and actually in, you know, having a practice and working on people and pets, how has that changed your life, your mood, your energy?
Well, I'm forced to drink more water.
And that's a good thing, Charlie.
I like water that's turned into wine.
Uh-huh.
No, I've never been a big water drinker, and I know I should be. Well, as you know, you have to drink water after every session, and so does your client. And animals naturally do,
right?
But I was never big, so I drink more water. But no, I know that's not what you were really asking. I have such a, first of all, I'm calmer now, and I have a calmer reaction to anything that goes on in my life. So when there's something unexpected or terrible, I have such a calmer reaction to it and a more positive reaction, where I think, okay, all righty, let's sort this out. Let's think, what's the worst that can happen here? And how is this benefiting me? Because it's for my highest good. And now, let me throw some Reiki on the situation as well.
Mm-hmm.
It helps me see everything in my life as a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is for my own growth.
Right.
My own higher good. And so I accept that. And even though it may be unpleasant or uncomfortable at the moment, I know that I can change it, and that we're on this journey together.
Yeah.
So I'm going to find something to enjoy within the journey and go with it.
I love it.
And know that there may be something in that that I can help others with, that I'm
right.
going through this so that I can help others going through the same situation.
We've been talking to Charlie Kale, Reiki practitioner and all around awesome person. Her web address is charliekale.com, and Charlie and Kale are both spelled really cool. And we have that up on our website. You can click on her link. Now, I know that you obviously are in the San Francisco area. However, you are considering doing remote healing at some point, because I want people to be able to get a hold of you in case they're interested in a Reiki reading or Reiki healing, I mean. And so when will remote healing, meaning if someone here in Michigan wanted to get a Reiki session from you, when will all that be available?
I'm going to start that up in May. Just working out the logistics right now, but okay. I am starting that up within a few weeks, basically. And because I've been doing that for friends and family only right now. And mm-hmm. it's been for people and animals. And so I've had some good results and I'm excited about it. So okay. I'm going to be starting that up in a few weeks. So definitely by May 2018.
Good. And, you know, if you're interested in, you know, finding out more about Reiki, please go to Charlie's website, maybe email her, because she also has some great ideas if perhaps you would like to see a Reiki practitioner in your own area, because Charlie and I were just talking about this. A lot of it is off of how you feel about somebody. And we heard Remy's story about the fact that he mm-hmm. trusted somebody, and that's literally the best way, is that you know somebody, maybe read some reviews on them. That's pretty much what I think is the best way to find out about your Reiki practitioner. Right, Charlie?
Mm-hmm. It's the okay. feel you get from them, the connection you make. And you know what? And if you're just Googling somebody in your mind, open up your heart chakra and try to connect with them when you're looking at their little Google page, and mm-hmm. just trust your first instinct and see what feeling you get.
I love that. Well, we have come down to the part where we do the RL3, which is three silly, goofy questions that Charlie doesn't even know what we're going to ask her. And I know she's thrilled about that, but here we go, Charlie. Here's your first question. When is the last time you did something outside your comfort zone?
Now.
Come on. You're a radio girl. Don't give me that.
But I'm used to being on the other side of the mic, not the one being questioned.
I love that. That's honest, Charlie. Okay. Here is the second question. You have been given the power to exchange a passionate on-screen kiss with any actor. Who is it?
Ooh. right now, let's just go with Bradley Cooper.
Hey, nice. Kind of a friendly guy, but hot at the same time. All right. I like your choice. Nice choice, Charlie. All right. And the third and final question is where we get to find out your fantasy name. So that, of course, is the name of your first pet and the street you grew up on. So what is your fantasy name?
You're going to die.
All right.
My first cat was Velvet, and I lived on Valley Street. Velvet Valley.
We know what Velvet Valley did for a living. We don't need to go there. But
no,
What did Velvet Valley
do? That.
No, she doesn't.
Velvet Valley calmly speaks her truth and speaks up for those who can't. She's non-confrontational about it, but very effective because she's calm and smooth and opens up her heart chakra to connect with others. Mm-hmm. And then they hear the truth for those who can't speak it.
You know, it's a nice sell, Charlie. I don't know if I'm buying it, but it's good. It's all good. We are so grateful that you were here today with us. I want everybody to go to Charlie's website, charliekale.com. We'll have all the information on our website. And thanks so much for sharing your time and your energy with us, Charlie.
Thank you, Lisa and Remy.
You're so welcome. I think Velvet Valley is either a film noir like detective or a game show host.
Yeah!
One of those
two. Let's
do that. That's what I think Velvet Valley does for a living.
I'll do all of it. I'm in.